Christopher Wilson is a royal biographer and commentator. He joins me live in the studio. Thanks very much indeed for coming in. And clearly we will talk about her legacy in a moment, but I understand that you know her quite well and have met her on a number of occasions, and I wondered if you could give your personal recollection.
I don't think that any writer could ever claim to know the Queen intimately, but I saw her on many occasions, and there's one particular incident which summed her up for me, and it was probably when she was in her late 80s, and she had gone on what was just another routine job. She was at a party on a cruise ship, many tables of people. I sat almost as close as I am to you. And I could see her face throughout the whole of this rather dreary, lengthy lunch. And it never once wavered. She never once for one second looked as though she was doing anything other than having the time of her life. And yet, for her, it was just another job. And that, I think, sums her up. She put her everything into a job, no matter how boring, however dull it was. She wanted to show people that she was having a great time and that they were giving her that great time.
And that's extraordinary to be able to sustain that for 70 years.
Absolutely. And I think that she refined the act greatly as time went on. Well, as you would expect, you know, she got better and better at it. And she knew when to put her foot on the pedal and she knew when to take it off the pedal again in terms of publicity, whether she should be seen a great deal or perhaps seen less.
And in terms of her legacy, how would you describe Queen Elizabeth II?
Well, without question, I think she is the greatest monarch that Great Britain has ever had. Not only has she reigned longer than anybody else, but she has been more places, she's shaken more hands, she's been seen all over the world, she's gone to places that no other monarch has ever done. She has been on magazines, television, and her image over 70 years has made itself known to millions, billions of people across the globe. And I think because she's a benign presence, she is not a challenging presence. She doesn't have to be a politician who is trying to prove something. She is just who she is. And that's how she managed to keep that act going for so long.
And she has, I suppose, in some ways, maintained what, you know, what is a strange system. Not many countries in Europe or around the world have a system with a constitutional monarchy. What do you think the future of the monarchy is without Queen Elizabeth?
Well, the curious thing about her was it looks as though she didn't actually change, but she changed a great deal. And, for example, if you look at her clothes, they became more modern as time went on. She got the aura of the age, if you like, and she knew very much to inch forward very slowly without appearing to do so. I think that whoever, well, who we know who is coming next, may find it hard to have such a subtle play as
King
the Queen.
We know that it's King Charles III is going to be the title, don't we?
Indeed.
How will he follow all these leaders and you and many commentators have been saying an incredible act from the Queen?
Well, it's going to be very difficult for him. And, of course, what he's going to have to do is take his foot off the pedal. He's got to learn not to interfere with politics. The spider handwriting memos which he sent to cabinet ministers have to cease. If he is to maintain that authority as an independent figure, which is above and beyond politics, that's what the great success of the Queen's reign was, that she never once interfered politically. And I think Prince Charles, with his heart very much in the right place, has tried to interfere, and I think he's just got to learn not to do it.
And in terms of the royal family itself, clearly they've not had the easiest of times recently, and this is a personal point of mourning for them.
Yes.
But how do you think they'll react as a family? Do you think they'll come together after this, or do you think the fractures will continue to be there?
I think that's possibly the first challenge which King Charles will face. He has got to either knock heads together or talk to people and try to bring a sense of unity back to this fractured royal family. And we cannot deny the fact that in the last couple of years, as the Queen has ailed, that we have seen the wheels slightly falling off the royal train.
Christopher Wilson, thank you very much indeed for coming to talk to us. Thank you. Reminder now, the top story.